Hello, this is Pete Beck III in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is entitled Come, Follow, Fish, and Teach Others to Do the Same. I want to begin by reading Matthew 4:19. Jesus called out to them, his disciples, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." That's the New Living Translation. Many people are called by God to become disciples, but Jesus said that few are chosen, Matthew 22:14. When we truly hear the call of God through the words of the gospel and the inner voice or prompting of the Holy Spirit, we are immediately faced with a choice. We can resist, ignore, or surrender to God's call. Many people are sifted out immediately because they will not obey the call to come, but even more are left behind by the next requirement. People initially come to Christ because he is wonderful, loving, generous, and offers everything a person would ever truly need, including everlasting life. The consumer in us thinks that this is a deal too good to pass up, and we're correct. However, once we come to Christ and spend time with him and begin to read the Bible, it dawns on us that there is a cost to following him. In fact, Jesus said, it will cost us everything. Luke 14:25-27 ends with him saying, "If you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple." Jesus laid down his life for us and asks us to show our allegiance to him by doing the same. It is one very important way we glorify God. But out of stubbornness, selfishness, fear, pride, or for some other reason, it is at this point that many turn back and make the choice not to follow him. They eliminate themselves from the rank of the chosen. Matthew 22:14 again says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." And then in Matthew 7:13-14, Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." Jesus promised that he would transform those who follow him into fishers of men. Telling others about the gospel makes us just that. This means that every true follower of Christ shares the gospel with others. We may not be evangelists or preachers holding large meetings, but we can share one-on-one with people as the Lord directs and provides us with opportunities. Followers of Christ are called disciples. They make the commitment to follow Jesus and, with the help of the Holy Spirit, obey his teachings and share the gospel message with others. When our hearers respond to the gospel, a new responsibility confronts us. Jesus wants us to teach these new followers to do as we do. This is called making disciples. Matthew 28:19-20 tells us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. New Living Translation. Discipleship is a journey that begins with a call, which prompts us to come to Jesus, the Savior. If we continue on the journey, we must decide to follow Jesus, the Lord. Along the way, Jesus will teach us how to fish for people. Some of those who hear our message will also respond to his call to come and follow and fish. We are responsible to make them into disciples too. This is the discipleship journey.